Zayin Amir Aleph. The Mishnah, close to the bottom of the page. This is a completely new Mishnah. No, thank you. The Meir Emir Meir says, Reyinus and the Goyim Metchilu Lahokel Avalil Hachmir. Question is, if a person has leprosy or thinks they have leprosy, so a Kohen comes to the house or to the person, checks it out. So there's one of three options. One is that the Kohen looks at the guy and he says, it's not leprosy, you're pure. Another time, a Kohen could look at the guy and say, you're 100% Tameh, no question, you're impure. And the third option is the Kohen doesn't know. So he has to lock him up for a week, come back at the end of the week. If it spread, he's Tameh. If it didn't spread, he's not Tameh. You know, whatever. There are various different categories we're going to learn in the Gemara. So now the question is, can the Kohen look at somebody on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed to see if he has leprosy or not? So Rav Meir says, Reyens and the Goy Mitchila, you can see to begin with, the first time, meaning, if a guy has leprosy, Lahakel, to be lenient, Avaloy Lahachmir, but not to be strict. And the Gemara is going to explain meaning like this. A Kohen has a right to be quiet. In other words, even if the Kohen thinks it's no good, he has a right, according to the Meir, not to say anything. And until the Kohen says something, that the guy is Tameh, he's not Tameh. Why would the Kohen have that option? Because if you tell a guy on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov, that you're a leper, and he has to go outside of the camp, he's not going to have a very great Yom Tov. And Yom Tov has to be Simcha, V'Simachta B'Chagecha. So that Meir holds that because a Kohen has an option to say Tameh or be quiet, you can look at the leprosy. Why? If the guy is pure, the Kohen will say pure. And if not, he'll just be quiet. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Am Chachamim Eimer, Chachamim say no. Lo lahakel, v'lo lahachmer. You can't look at Negoi leprosy on Chol HaMoed, not to be lenient, not to be strict. Why? As the Gemara will explain, according to the Chachamim, once the Kohen looks at it, he can't just be quiet. If it's Tamei, it's Tamei. If it's Tahar, it's Tahar. So therefore, the Kohen has no option. So therefore, the Chachamim hold, he shouldn't even bother looking at it. Because we don't want to disturb his Yom Tov.
Does that leniency exist so he could take his belongings out of the house and stuff?
No, we're talking about body tzaras. No, the Gemara is going to talk later about houses. We're talking here about body tzaras.
And is this Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed?
Chol HaMoed.
What page are you
on? 782. No, this is only Chol HaMoed. If now the Gemara says,
so seemingly he went through the first day of Yom Tov,
or the guy got in Chol HaMoed. So now the question, what's the story? So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in the Braise. The Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah based on the Braise. Tanya, Rameir says, Reinus and the Gorm Lahokel, what we just said in the Mishnah, a Kohen is allowed to inspect leprosy to be lenient, Avalei Lahachmi, but not to be strict. Rabbi Yasi, when the Mishnah is called the Chachamim, holds Lo Lahokel Lo Lahachmir. You can't look at it not to be lenient, not to be strict. Why? Shemato Niskakel Lo Lahokel, because if you get involved to be lenient, Niskakel Af Lahachmir, you have to be strict also. And like we said, explained in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yasi, who happens to be the Chachamim, you can't just decide if you want to be lenient or strict. Once you get involved, if it's lenient, it's lenient. If it's strict, it's strict. And then you're going to ruin the guy's holiday. So Gemara says, Amr Rabbi. So Rabbi says like this. Nirin divrei Rameir b'muzgar. It looks like Rameir is right by a guy who has already been confined to Ras. But divrei Rabbi Yasi b'muchlet. And Rabbi Yasi is right. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. If a guy is already confirmed. Now, there's confined leper, and there's confirmed leper. Like we said, remember, we said that the halacha is, it's very simple. This just sounds confusing, in it, but it's very simple.
You're talking to the animal, the leper?
No.
We're talking a person that gets leprosy if it's speaking Lashon Hara.
Oh.
Now, if a person thinks they have leprosy, okay, has nothing to do if you're a scholar or you're ignoramus, has nothing to do with it. You have to ask a Kohen. If a Kohen is an illiterate, he can call in a scholar and ask the scholar, what is this, leprosy or not? And the scholar will tell the Kohen what the halacha is, and the Kohen will pronounce yes or no? Okay? And the Rebbe explains in the Sicha why, if the scholar knows, why would he need a Kohen for? Because the only one that has the ability to excommunicate another Jew, because a leper is excommunicated, is only a Kohen who has love for everybody else. Kohen is Isha Chesed. Oiv Shalom, Reidiv Shalom, you know. So only a Kohen who loves Jews can proclaim excommunication or a ban on a Jew. So the din is like this. When a Kohen first looks at the leprosy, like we said, sometimes it's confirmed leprosy. That's called muchlat. Muchlat means it's confirmed, there's no question the guy's leprosy. Musgar comes the word locked up, meaning you can find the guy. You can find the guy, and then a week later the Kohen comes and rechecks it. If it's spread, it's tummy. If it got less, it's not tummy. Sometimes you have to lock him up for a second week and so on. So the Gemara says like this. Rab Meir says you could look at leprosy for lenient or for strict. Why? Because like we said, for strict you have the option of not saying. You have not talking. The Kohen has a right not to say anything. So by not saying anything, you're not making it worse. You're not making it better, but you're not making it worse. So he says, the mayor makes sense by a guy who's confined. Because if the Kohen comes and checks again, then either he's quiet, so the guy's anyway in the same status he was for the first week, or if he says tahar, the guy's happy. So he says, the mayor makes sense. But Rabbi Yossi makes sense by a confirmed leper. Why? And the Gemara is going to explain right now what it means. Amarav. No, because it could be the end of leprosy. He's not tummy anymore.
To check him
to make sure, to say he's not tummy anymore. Amarav says like this. And he explains it. B'tahar, a guy who's pure, meaning he's not confined, he's not confirmed yet. The guy just from the start. Everybody says he can't look. Why? Because the guy is not tame yet. Correct? The only thing you could do is make him worse. You can't make him better because right now he's not tame yet. He's just becoming leper. Leprosy, right? So nobody made him tame yet. So the only thing you could do is ruin his yomtiv by making him tame. You can't make it better because he's not tame. Cholamed. Okay. Now, the Hezgerishin, with the first confinement, meaning the end of the first week, Kula Amalei Pligi Dechazali. Everybody says you can examine him. Why? Because you can only make it better, you can't make it worse. Why? Because if the guy is confined another week, he's anyway Tomei. He's anyway locked up, separated. So what are you going to make him another week? You're not worsening his situation. If anything, you might be able to make it better. So that's when everybody says you could see it, because it's possible to make it better. And worse, you can't make it. Keep Ligu, when do they disagree? Behes Kesheni, at the end of the second confinement. Now, once a guy is locked up for 2 weeks, that means he was locked up. He came at the end of the first week, the Kohen still cannot make a decision. So you lock him up a second week.
This is because you've done Lashon Hara, right?
Yeah.
You must have done a big whopper if you've done it 2 weeks.
The double whopper. Burger King double whopper.
That's right. If you've done it for 2 weeks, you must have done a double whopper.
But now the question is, at the end of the second week, you got to go one way or another.
Wait, he's already been checked?
Twice. It was checked at the end of the first week. Right. Now it's at the end of the second week. Now it must go tahar at complete tamei. So that's the argument between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. What's the argument? Mar savar b'kayin tal yimils. One says it's up to the kayin. The kayin has an option to be quiet. Therefore, according to him, you're not going to make it worse. If the kayin's quiet, the guy's anyway locked up for 2 weeks. So you lock up for another week. But, therefore, eat tahar. If he's tahar, amalei tahar, the Kohen will tell him to you tahar, and then he finishes the leprosy. Vi tamei, and if he's tamei, shasik, he'll let him just be quiet. So you can only make it better. The other opinion says no. When the Torah says, letahar, letamei, you have to make him pure or impure. Meaning, at the end of the second week, the second opinion says, you can't just say Tahar, and if he's Tommy, be quiet. You need to say one way or another. Now you might, as Gemara is going to continue explaining, you can even make it worse. And if you can make it worse, the Chacham say, don't check it.
You're an alpha.
Now, at the end of the second week, you can either make it better, according to one opinion, that the Kohen has a right to be quiet. So now the bottom line of the story is very simple. You can only look at leprosy and Chol HaMoed if you can make it better. If you're going to make it worse, don't look, because you're going to ruin the guy's Yom Tif. And we're going to learn soon that the Torah gave the option to a Kohen under certain circumstances not to proclaim leprosy. I'll give you an example. Assume we're learning the Gemara. A chosen got married. He's in the week of Shavuot Brachos. The week after the wedding comes leprosy. The Kohanim don't even bother looking. They don't want to ruin his festivities. Yom Tov time, the Chacham said, let's not ruin a guy's festivities. So the only time the Torah, what the Gemara is saying basically over here is, the only time you could look is if you can make it better. If you're going to leave it the same, then it's fine, because you're not making it better, you're not making it worse. You might make it better. But you're not making it worse, because you're going to leave it the same. But it comes a time when it's either better or worse, and you have to make a decision. So one opinion says, 1 minute, you don't have to make a decision negative. You have ability to say tahar, and if you think he's tummy, just be quiet. So you're not making it worse. The other opinion says, no. The Torah says, tahar or tummy. So therefore, you can't just not say anything. So if you see it, you maybe will make it better, but at the same time you might make it worse. And if you're going to make it worse, then you can't do it. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means now. Okay? What does it mean, making it better or making it worse? Now, before we go to further Gemara, explains this, there's a very good recap of all the dinim over here. Now, a confined leper is a guy that's not for sure tummy. Okay? Now, the Torah says, by a leper, he has to go outside of the camps. Okay? He has to go michutz lamachana. Why? He spoke Lashon Hara, he made fights between people. The Torah says, get away from everybody. As a punishment for the crime that you did. Now, a confined Metzeda can live in the camps with the Jews. Confirmed Metzeda can't. Not only that, he has to tear his clothing, he has to say Tomei Tomei, and so on. Now, regardless, he's allowed to be with his wife. Whether he's confined or confirmed, he's allowed to be with his wife. Confirmed, yeah, he goes to the mikveh, it's not an issue. If a guy is confirmed, he's outside of the camp, he can't be with anybody else, but he could still be with his wife.
So the wife goes out?
Well, if she wants to. But the Gemara is going to go into a very interesting philosophical question. They should ask this moral question in today's world. It would be a very interesting question. Once, though, a guy is tamei, leprosy confirmed, and he finishes the leprosy, okay, he can go back to the camp, but he's forbidden with his wife for 7 days. Why? The Torah says. He has to count 7 days after he finishes the leprosy. Okay, he can come back to the camp, but he can't be with his wife.
Can he touch
with him? Let's first understand what the Gemara is saying here. So, the concept is, a confirmed leper can be with his wife, but with nobody else. Once he finishes it, he could be with everybody else and not his wife. Which one's better? This is what the argument of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir is.
In the latter one, maybe this has to make sure the condition of his wife. Because he hasn't seen her in 2 weeks.
Oh, talking if she's not needed. Okay. But in other words, like this. What did Rav explain? To look at a guy to begin with, for sure you can't. Because maybe you're going to make him tummy. Right now he's good. Right? He's not a leper yet. We don't know. He's nothing. Not confined, not confirmed. So, a guy that's not leprosy at all, that we think maybe has leprosy, everybody says he can't look at the guy. Because you're only going to make it worse. You can't make it better. If the guy is confirmed, okay, then one opinion says yes, one opinion says no. You could look at it, one opinion says you can't look at it. Confined, everybody says you can't, because you can make it worse. Okay, that's what the Gemara said. So now the Gemara is explaining this. At the end of the first confinement, everybody says you can look at it. I'm sorry. At the end of the first confinement, everybody says you can look at it because you can only make it better. You can't make it worse, because worse is they'll have to lock him up again the second week. The argument is at the end of the second week. Okay, can you confirm him or not confirm him? So one opinion says you might have to confirm him. And the other opinion says, no, maybe you can make him tahor. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Mar, let's see it inside. Amar Mar, we just got to saying, Amar Rabbi said, Nid and Divre Rabbi Yesi b'muchlet, that by a confirmed Kayan, the Allah is like Rabbi Yesi, that you can't look. Either way, not for good, not for bad. But Divre Rabbi Meir, and a Meir seems to be right, b'muskar, when he's confined. So the Gemara asked for Tanya Ibcha, but there's another Braisa that says just the opposite. That Rabbi said that the Halach is like Rabbi Yesi by Hezger, by confined, and the Halach is like Rabbi Meir by confirmed. Mamash, the opposite of what we just got through saying. So the message is a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi. There's two opinions what Rabbi says. And what Rabbi explains is as follows. Mar sava one braisa hold, tzafsa di alma odifli. A guy would rather have the world's company rather than his wife's. And the other opinion says, tzafsa di ishte adifli. A guy would rather have his wife's company than the world's company. So in other words, what's the story? The story is very simple. By a confirmed leper, there's two ways of looking at it. Should we let the Kohen look, or should we not let the Kohen look? What's the problem? From one way he can make it better, from one way he can make it worse. What do you mean he can make it better? If the confirmed guy is told by the Kohen, you're tahor, so it's good. Why is it good? Because he can go back to the people. But it's bad because he can't be with his wife. So the question is, which one is better?
It's bad because he says, amen, no?
Depends who the man
is. No.
Because of the wife.
Rabbi, I still want to see the difference between confined. At what point it becomes confined, at what point it becomes confirmed?
If a guy comes to a kohen, he has these spots. Okay, just let me explain something. The leprosy that the Torah talks about is not the medical leprosy that we hear about that they have in Africa. Okay? The Rambam writes, this is a God thing that has nothing to do with medical stuff. Okay? A guy comes to the Kohen, he thinks that something looks like leprosy. Okay? Comes to the Kohen. The Kohen can take a look at it and say, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's not leprosy at all. Sometimes the Kohen could look at it and say, this is leprosy. He's confirmed leper, meaning it's 100% sure leprosy. What does he have to do? Outside the camps, but he could be with his wife.
For a week.
No, if it's confirmed, it's confirmed. Until it's finished. The only time he's rechecked is by confined. Now what happens if the Torah says, if it's like this, right? It's neither here nor there. Is that because the Kohen is ignorant? The Torah says, if it looks like this, it's definitely leprosy. If it looks like this, it's definitely not leprosy. If it looks like this, lock up the guy for a week. Lock him up for a week. He's in confinement for a week. Okay? At the end of the week, the Kohen comes back, looks at him. Okay? And he sees. If it's spread, it becomes confirmed leprosy.
And he goes outside to the camp.
Yeah, and he goes again. It confirmed, and he's tummy 100%.
He's outside already.
No, confinement, we said, could be inside the camps. You lock him up in a house, but he's not outside Yiddishkeit, you know, outside the camps. If it's confined, meaning it's a leprosy that we don't know, Torah says it's a doubt, so you lock him up for another week. If at the end of the first week, the Kohen takes a look at it, right? So the Torah says, if this happens to it, he becomes pure. If this doesn't happen to it, if this happens, something else happens to it, he becomes definitely tummy. What happens if it's still in a certain way? We lock him up for a second week. Then comes at the end of the second week, okay, the Kohen looks again at this confined guy, and it goes one way or another. Either he becomes tameh completely, or he becomes pure. Okay? Now, one opinion the Gemara said, that such a guy, your Kohen's allowed to look at on Yom Tov. Why can he look at such a guy on Yom Tov? Because if he's good, and the Kohen tells him you're okay, he's happy. Right? Yeah? You go with them, you're okay, so he's happy. He's not tameh anymore. He can go home.
You're talking about now confined? Or
confined. Okay? Now, confined at the end of 1 week, the Gemara said before, confined at the end of 1 week, everybody says you can look at it. Why? What are the options? Either locking up another week, or making him tarred. Or that opinion holds, if it's tummy for sure, he doesn't have to say anything. Right?
If it's tummy, he goes out and takes his weapon.
Right.
No vacation.
No vacation. So the Gemara asks, but at the end of second week, it got to go one way or another. Right? So that's the machlekes. We have two opinions, and then a braisa contradicts the first two opinions. Because there's opposite braisas. So the Gemara says, what is the source of the argument? Because each one has a good and a bad to it. What outweighs what? A guy who is confirmed, definitely tzoras. And then he becomes pure. So from one side it's good, because he goes back to humanity. The bad part is, no wife. The other way is, he remains tamei. He has his wife, but he has nobody else. So the Gemara said, with the challenge, which one's better? So what the guy that says the Kohen can make it better, and better means that his wife will be with him, so then the Kohen says, you know, says tar. I mean, the tummy, because then his wife could be with him. If the other opinion says community is better, then he's going to say tar, and then they'll be back to the community.
He's single or divorced, and there's no nachlo.
That I don't know. I don't know if you differentiate or it. Because conceptually, the question is, which tumah is better?
If the wife is out of the picture, so it's only good for him to come back to the community.
I don't know if this. I haven't seen anybody saying, what's that then? If the guy doesn't have a wife, I don't know. I don't think so.
What is it mentioned about the wife? The Rashi
Tosfos? No, the halach. The Gemara doesn't talk about. They learned it out from Psukim. Yeah, this is from Rashi. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is what the Gemara says. Marsavitzav said the Amah the play one prefers the company of the world, even if it means he's not going to have his wife. Well, Marsov and the other one says, Tav to Dishtei Adifuli, the company of the wife outweighs the world. It'd be very interesting statistics if you ask a question to the world today, who would you rather be? Your wife or would your friends? Who would you be with? A very interesting question in today's world. But the Gemara asks like this. Based on what we're saying now, a guy who's a confirmed leper can have relations with his wife. Right, that's what we said. It's only when he finishes, he has to be without his wife for 7 days. But that means a confirmed leper is allowed to be with his wife. So the Gemara says, you telling me such a din? The Mukhlet Mutter B'Tashmish Shamita, that a confirmed leper could be with his wife and have relations? How could that be? So the Gemara says, yes, yes, that's the halacha, he could. And the Gemara learns it from a Brais. But Tanya, we learned it in Brais. It says like this. By a leper, it says, V'yoshev michutz la'ala yishivas yamim. He has to sit outside his tent for 7 days. Now, what does tent mean? She'yaseh b'tashma shamita. That it means he should be forbidden to have marital relations. Ve'ein ole yali ishtei. And when it says the word tent, it means his wife. Why? Because it says, Shlech emer lehem shuvu lochem lo'aleichem. That you have to go back after Matan Torah. The pasuk says, go back to your tents. Meaning, go back to your wives. Before Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jews, "Al tikshu al isha," no relations. After Matan Torah, Hashem said to Moshe, "Tell the Jews, shuvu lachem le'aleichem, go back to your tents." Now, obviously, he didn't have to tell them go back home. I mean, where else are they going to go? He meant go back to your tents, meaning to your wife. So you see that the word oihol is wife. Now, the first opinion over here is saying that you have to sit chutz la'alai, shivas yamim, for the 7 days after you finish leprosy. The Torah says, after you finish leprosy, you have to be 7 days outside the tent. So what does it mean? After you finish the leprosy, you can't be with your wife.
Rabbi.
Which means, well, let me just finish. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shivas yamim yisperuli. Only 7 days you can't be with your wife. Yemei sveda, only the days of your counting, meaning after you finish the leprosy, but v'lo yemei chilutai, but not the days when you confirm leprosy. Which means, Rabbi Yehuda, what does the pasuk say? 7 days you can't be with your wife. What 7 days are we talking about? The 7 days after you finish leprosy.
So how these two different?
1 second. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? That when the Torah says you can't be with your wife, when? After you finish the confirmed leprosy, you're not leper anymore, you need to wait 7 days. But before that, you could be with your wife.
Yeah. Maybe not.
No, 1 second. So he said, Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, you could. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If you can't be in the 7 clean days, definitely not when you're confirmed leper. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's 2 opinions over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Torah says, only 7 days. What does the Torah say? After you finished confirmed leprosy, after you finish being confirmed, you're not Tomei anymore. You have to count 7 days outside your tent. Meaning, 7 days no wife. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what does the Torah say? Only in the 7 days you can be with your wife. Meaning before that, when you were a confirmed leper, you could be with your wife. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? If in the 7 clean days you can't be with your wife, during the actual time of leprosy, for sure you can't be with your wife. Right? So it says, V'amir Abchiyah, and Abchiyah added to this, Danti lefnei Rabbi, I reasoned. Oh, he was a Talmud of Rabbi. He said, I reasoned before Rabbi, and he said, "Limadet ta'enu Rabbeinu, Rabbi, you taught us Yesam lahoyel eluzio ela b'mechiluta, that Yesam was conceived from Uzio. I'll explain this whole second. During the time he was a confirmed leper. There's a whole story in Tanakh with Uzio was a leper, and he had a son Yesam." And the way, without getting into the details now, the way they made the calculations, Yesam was conceived when Uzziah, the king, was a leper. Which means, during the time of leprosy, you can have relations with your wife. Right? So he said, Rabbi, didn't you teach us that? So he says, Afani kachamat. Yeah, I agree, that's what I said. Which means, let me just finish 1 second. Which means, that according to Rabbi, when can you not be with your wife? Only during the 7 days after you finish the leprosy completely. But during the 7 days, I mean before that when you confirm leper, you're allowed to be with your wife. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, if you can be with your wife in the clean days, after leprosy, during leprosy, for sure not. And Tesis, everybody asks the question over here, it's a very logical kavachemer. It's a logical kavachemer. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree with this kavachemer? But we'll see Tesis' answer in a second. But the bottom line of it is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a leper can be with his wife. So when the Gemara asked, how can you say a leper could be with his wife? He's Tomei. So the Gemara said, yeah, you could. So the question is now, after the 2 weeks that he's already confirmed, and you want to change it, the question is, are you going to make it better or make it worse? Because now he can't be with his wife. Before he was able to be with his wife. The question is, would he rather be with his wife instead of people, or would he rather be with people instead of his wife? What?
You haven't mentioned any other illness but leprosy.
We're not talking about illness. It's a plague of leprosy. It's a spiritual punishment of leprosy. We're not talking about illness. So the Gemara says this whole thing, from here you see clearly that according to Rabbi, who we're dealing with now, a guy could be with his wife when he's a leper.
Does he have to do anything to be with his wife?
No.
He doesn't make her tummy?
He makes a tummy anytime you're together.
Huh?
It says in the Chumash, if a man lives with his wife, she becomes tummy. It's time to be. Huh? Yeah, she became Tommy. Just from the actual relations, they became Tommy. So that's not changing anything.
And what does she have to do to...
She has to go to the mikvah, like any other Tommy.
And the tent is the tent, and also Bais is also means the wife, right?
The what?
Bais. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Rabbi Yechna called his wife his house. I hope she wasn't big like a house. Some women say, I feel big like a house, you know? But, you see clearly in the Chumash, because Hashem said before you can't be with your wives, and he said go back to your tents, which meant you go back to your wives.
But at some point he has to call him not Tama anymore, so that he's pure, he's finished.
Yeah, but then after that he has to count 7 days.
But he has to start that sometime. Is it saying he can't do that because it's Yom Tov and he wants to be with his wife during Yom Tov?
Well, that's the question. If the guy is finishing being confirmed after 2 weeks and it got to go one way or another, okay? So each way has an advantage. One way of looking at it is by saying Tomei, by keeping him Tomei longer. This guy who's Yom was a Tzaras for 25 years.
25 years?
1 minute. He was king for 52 years. He became afflicted with tzaras while being a king. He remained so until he died. Wow. Now, he became a tzaras in the 27th year of his reign. So from 27 years to 52 years until he died, he was a leper.
25 years.
Huh? 25 years, he was a leper.
So what was the outside?
And his son was 24 at the time he became king when his father died.
He grew from outside the camp.
Yeah, yeah. Here it says.
But what I don't understand.
Could no longer rule from inside the camp in the 27 years of Yavin's reign, which is 20, you know, whatever. What?
We're talking about that. He's been called tall, right? He's finished his leprosy, right?
Correct.
He has to go through that 7 days sometimes in his life, right?
Correct.
So what's the point of... I mean, he has to go through that 7 days sometimes. It's either today or next week. Or
yeah, but the question is, we don't want to ruin his Yom Tov.
That's the question.
Yeah. Of course, he has if a guy's tummy, it's tummy. If a guy's tummy, it's tummy. The question over here is, should the Kohanim start looking at it during Yom Tov to ruin his Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to ruin the guy's Yom Tov. Correct? Therefore, if a guy is initiating now leprosy, a Kohen cannot look at him during Yom Tov according to all opinions. Why? Right now the guy's kosher. Right? You're going to make him a leper?
I could look at him to make it better.
How?
He's better.
He's better already. He's, better. He's not leper. He doesn't have leprosy yet.
What is within 1 week of Yom Tov? Yom Tov is coming up the next week.
The same you deal with the now. Okay? So, if you're going to make it worse, you don't look at him during Yom Tov. The rest of you, of course, you have to look at him. If he's tummy, he's tummy. If he's not tummy, he's not tummy. But Yom Tov, we don't want to ruin his Yom Tov. Right? So if the guy was never a leper, and he says, Kayin, it's Chol HaMoed, this is Kayin, it looks like I have something, Kayin says, come back to me later. I have no appointments for you, come back after Yom Tov. Okay? If it's after 1 week, everybody says, look at it. What are you going to make? You can't make it worse. The guy's confined anyway. Right? The only thing you could do is tell him it's good. So you can't make it worse, you can only make it better. Now the question is, at the end of the second week, it's over. Okay? Now it goes one way or another way. So one opinion says you can't look at it. Because now you're going to make him tummy. But the question is, if you make him tummy, at least he could be with his wife. But if he's definitely tummy, and then you're going to make him pure, he's not going to be able to be with anybody else. If you keep him tummy, he won't be with anybody else. So what's the worst ruining of the Yom Tov? Being with your wife and nobody else, or being with nobody else but your wife?
What about the first one?
Being with everybody, but not your wife.
That's
ruined any Yom Tov.
If what?
You're not with your wife. If you're with people like this, the Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Yankees, and you're not with your wife.
The children, they take the children with them? Just the wife.
Right.
What's that about? What's the reason for that?
What do you mean, what's the reason? With the question, which one's better?
Have you asked a lot of people that question?
No, I didn't take the survey yet. Okay, let's just finish this up. Michael Mifflid, Mar says, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudah Sava, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudah says, Gali Rachamon, B'mei Sfiroi, the Torah says he can't be with his wife during the clean days. Kosh can be Mechalutai. So definitely in the days when he's a real leper, for sure he can't be with his wife. Or Mar Sava, and the other opinion says, no. Ma de Gali Gali, what the Torah tells us, he tells us, and what the Torah doesn't tell us, he doesn't tell us. Meaning, if the Torah says the clean days, he can't be with your wife. That doesn't mean that the confirmed days he can't be with your wife. So Tesis asked the question, Lama ein Rabbi Derish Kavol Chaimah, why doesn't he... So he says, either he has a question on the Kavol Chaimah that the Gemara doesn't say. In other words, in his mind, he refutes the Kavol Chaimah, or he thinks that leprosy, Bechlal, is a very unique thing that doesn't make sense. So this is another detail that doesn't make sense. Logically, it should be that if you can be with your wife, you cannot be with your wife in the clean days, definitely not during the confirmed leprosy. He says the whole leprosy doesn't make sense, so you can't learn anything like that.
He said it's Minatora, that he can be with his wife?
Yeah. No, according to the basic review, he can't. Because the Kal Vochaymer. He said if he can't be during the clean days, definitely not during the confirmed leprosy. The Buddha holds no. What the Torah tells us, the Torah tells us. What the Torah doesn't tell us, the Torah doesn't tell us.
Did you hear that? Remember.
Let's see, 1 second. Okay, then... Okay, let's just say this very easy Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lemem the b'kayin tal yemilsit." Are we saying that this whole thing is up to the kayin? No, basically the Gemara said until now the kayin has an option to do whatever he wants. The Gemara says, "In, but tiny because we learned in the Braisa, or b'yayim hayroas bay, and the day the kayin sees it." It doesn't say when the kayin sees it. It says, "And the day the kayin sees it," which means, "Yeshem shatarei bay." There's a day a kayin is allowed to look. "V'yeshem shiatarei bay," and there's a day that the kayin can't look. For instance, "Bikanam," from here the Chacham learned out, "Chosin shenelad b'nega," a chosin who just got married, who develops a leprosy, "Nesin leshivus yimei amishta." We give him 7 days of his chasana. "Lei olabesi luksusi." We don't look at him. We don't look at his clothing. We don't look at his house. We're saying the Kala didn't get the leprosy, the Chosin got the leprosy.
But it has nothing to do with him being with his wife.
Right, you just don't look at it.
It's just about him enjoying.
Correct. The same thing if you find in Regal, nice and leshivus yimei Regal, you give him 7 days of Yom Tov, you don't look at Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a pasuk, it said, B'yayim. Rabbi Yehmer, V'tziva, Kain Apina Sabayis, it says, the Kain commands him and empties out the house. Well, the din is very quickly. What happens if a guy thinks he has leprosy in the house? Okay? If the kohen comes and says leprosy, everything in the house is tummy. So what does the pasuk say the kohen does? Before the kohen comes to the house, he says, empty out the house. Take everything out of the house. Then he comes to the house and says, tameh. Which means, until then, it's up to the kohen to decide. The question, if there's leprosy, how could the kohen say, take everything out of the house first? So you see from there that it's up to the kohen to decide when is leprosy. Okay, we'll continue this.